A little of funny how time slips away. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. You know, it's been a while since Willie Nelson was last in town, but he'll be here in Champaign-Urbana for a big show Friday evening at the University of Illinois Assembly Hall. He's on tour with the Shockin' Y'all tour with Toby Keith. The show Friday night begins at 7:30, Halloween night. Tickets are available through the Assembly Hall box office. And listeners, coming up, I'll have some special Willie Nelson prize packages to give away, 8 in all, so stay tuned. In the meantime, let's welcome Willie Nelson to the Afternoon Magazine. Willie, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, you know, it's been almost 20 years since the first Farm Aid.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll bring the concert back to town for the 20th anniversary?
Well, that's not a bad idea. I'm glad you, you know, let me know to start thinking about that because, you know, that first one it sold out so quick. Even back then, everybody knew how important it was.
Yeah, it was a great show, too, and a great cause. Who came up with the idea? You and some other buddies?
What you say?
Who came up with the idea? It was you and some friends of yours, right?
Well, I was in Chicago, and was playing the fair there, and the governor, Big Jim Thompson, was a friend of mine, and he and I had sort of a ritual every year. He'd come on the bus, and we'd drink a beer and eat a bowl of chili and talk about things and act important, you know. And so this particular year, I had heard some rumors from some of my friends down in Texas that there was a problem with the farmers, and so I asked him about it. And he said, yeah, he said, especially bad in this area here. And I said, well, what can we do? So that's right that day we decided to have a Farm Aid. And I called John Mellencamp, I told Neil Young, called John Connolly. And from that, we sort of, each of us called other people that we knew and put together the show. And it was 21 days after we thought about it, the show happened, and it sold out in like 3 hours or something.
Yeah, I was there. It was a great show. Now you've got another show coming to town with Toby Keith. What would you like to tell us about the Shockin' Y'all tour?
I think it's a funny title. I just heard that a while ago when you said that, or somebody said that on the air. But I'm looking forward to it. Toby's my buddy, and all them guys are, you know, so we'll have some fun.
Yeah. One of the prize packages I have to share with listeners this afternoon is your memoir, The Facts of Life and Other Dirty Jokes.
Yes, you hadn't read any of that on the air, have you?
No.
Thank you.
But, you know, here in this book, there's your story and lots of pictures. And one of my favorites, you and your grandmother on a porch swing in Abbott, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about her.
Well, she raised me, her and my granddad raised me from the time I was 6 months old when my parents got a divorce. And we were there in Abbott, and my sister Bobby and I, who was 3 years older than me. And then when I was in the first grade, my grandfather died, and my grandmother raised me and my sister by working in the school restroom there. I mean the restaurant, maybe the restroom too, but she worked in the restaurant there. And Sister Bobby and I also did daily chores there in the restaurant, in the school lunchroom, and I carried in boxes from, you know, and washed dishes and did all those things to pay for our lunch that day. So we worked, her and I, my sister and I, and my grandmother were pretty good partners.
Yeah.
She took good care of us.
Yeah, she must have been a really special lady.
Yeah.
The first song you learned was Amazing Grace. Did she teach you that song?
Yes, she did. First thing she did was, you know, they went to church and Sunday school every Sunday, and then there was Monday night's visitation, Wednesday night choir practice, and there was something going on in the churches every night there, and so they took us along, and it was just natural that the first song I learned was Amazing Grace.
Yeah. How did you begin to understand what it was like to tell a story in a song? In other words, to put the lyric across.
Well, I was impressed by all the guys back then, like Hank Williams and Jimmy Rogers and Eddie Arnold and Roy Acuff and all those guys. I listened to them, and I admired the way they put words together, so I thought I would try it, too. I started out writing poems first when I was about 5 years old.
Wow. Do you remember the topic of the first song or what the first song was all about?
One of them was called gold star. My grandmother gave my sister and I music lessons, and there was a book there that when we would do a lesson, if we did it well, she would grade us by giving us a gold star. I had a whole box full of little bitty gold stars, and she would lick them and stick them on there. And that's where I wrote this song, Gold Star, about. It was about an entirely different thing, but it was called Gold Star.
Yeah. You know, in addition to the concert at the Assembly Hall come Friday, you'll be out at the Texas Roadhouse in Champaign.
Right.
On Friday. And there's going to be a Dress Like Willie contest and a chance to win tickets to the show Friday evening. But what I want to know from you this afternoon here is, do you think anyone will show up dressed like Willie Nelson, who looked real straight arrow some years back?
I don't know. I'm going to wear a tuxedo myself.
Are you? Put your braids up?
Yeah, I put my braids straight up in the air.
Yeah. Well, when did you literally let your hair down?
Really, all my life I've let my hair grow longer than it was supposed to, and I'd always been called a little long-haired musician. You know, that's back when classical music was called long-haired music.
Right.
And so I sort of picked up that term when I was little because, first of all, it cost money to get a haircut, so I put it off, and I hated them because they always ripped it off instead
yeah.
of cutting it. So I would put it off as long as I could.
Yeah. I hated that, too. In those days, they did it with a razor.
I know. It was horrible.
Yeah. If I've got the story right, you're friends with the founder of the Texas Roadhouse, and your CD Farther Along is only available through the restaurant?
Through the restaurants and through the H-E-B stores in Texas.
Okay.
It's the only place that you can find it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's sure worth a trip out to the Texas Roadhouse, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, and not to mention the food.
Yeah. Well, all the songs on this collection are gospel music, all songs of the Spirit. What inspired you to do this CD, Farther Along?
Well, through the years, I've recorded several gospel songs and had a collection right now, maybe of 5 or 6 total CDs or albums that we've put together over the years. So on this one, I took a few of the what I thought was the best cuts from all of those and put this album together.
Okay. Were you thinking of your Mama Nelson when you put this together?
Oh, always, yeah.
Yeah.
Always. She's always in my thoughts when, well, a lot of the time anyway, but especially when we're doing songs that I know she, you know, be proud of us.
Yeah, and your sister helped out on this too, didn't she, Bobby
yeah,
Nelson?
Yeah, she did, yeah. She played on everything.
Yeah. Well, I have the disc here. What should we take and listen to?
Oh, they're, you know, I'm partial to all of them. I'll just play the first one.
Okay. Have a little talk with Jesus.
Yeah.
Willie, thanks so much.
Nice talking to you.
Take care.
See you later.
He will hear our famous cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer wheel turning, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my past seems drear, without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
Willie Nelson from the CD Farther Along.